For Cloud's part, he was still, you know, attempting to get behind the blunt sensations being smuggled relentlessly into his so-called conscious existence. Everything was an image to some extent, right, Aerith? Touch itself was a fucking sensory image. It was a quaint spring evening where Cloud felt more or less destined to philosophize, having started drinking wine in preparation for a Friday night dinner, only to have Tifa bail last minute because she needed to pick up a bar shift, leaving him completely free to continue this wine drinking in a ritualistic way that would be conducive to philosophical ideas. Yes, Cloud continued to Aerith, it was basically only via drinking alone, but in a ritualistic fashion that he'd achieved any sort of philosophical inquiry. You couldn't just sit at the desk and become philosophical, at least not for Cloud. Maybe some people could, but no, not Cloud. He'd imagined that there were probably a litany of possible ways of becoming philosophical, like for instance with the brown-faced albino chap, perhaps telling Tifa that he'd taken his wife's last name. Maybe that could get seen as possibly ritualistic in a way, a gateway to some sort of becoming philosophical. This was actually science, Cloud told her, he thought at the bar, successfully avoiding making any eye contact with the round-faced man. Was it necessarily strange at all that once the Greeks went extinct, philosophy went more or less completely and utterly downhill and never looked back in the least? That the last group to really reach Machiavellian philosophical success made a sincere effort to conjoin getting fucked up with contemplating intelligible phenomena? That these Greeks attempted to marry inebriation and rigorous dialectic that all thought sense, to paraphrase North, had it been a minor footnote to Plato or whatever?